Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time to go into the vault with Jeff Allen on The Point 94.1.
Hey, it's Jeff Allen. Welcome back. It's time to go into the vault. Look at one of my classic interviews. This time around, it's a voice from beyond the grave. This artist passed away a few years ago. I got the chance to speak with him back in 2004, one of a couple different times I actually spoke with him. I'm talking about the legendary Charlie Daniels. We had a conversation because he was scheduled to play at Toadsuck Days in Conway, and we talk about the big snowstorm in the early 2000s that hit Arkansas. He talked about getting iced in on the road and having to spend a night in Conway. We talk about everything he was doing for the troops overseas at that point, the new album he had coming out, all that stuff. Enjoy this trip into the vault. This is one of my favorite interviews. A really nice guy, Mr. Charlie Daniels from 2004.
Jeff, it's Charlie Daniels. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, buddy. And let me tell you, it's a real pleasure to be talking to you today.
Well, thank you so much. Pleasure to be talking to you, partner.
Looking forward to having you down in Conway next weekend for Toadsuck Days.
Well, we're looking forward to being there. That ought to be fun. You know, not very many people know, but I spent a night in Conway here a couple of years ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, we were going out to, we drive out to Colorado right after Christmas usually, about every year, and we were on the way out, and we got hung up in that big ice storm you folks had there.
I remember that well.
And I was never been so glad to see any place as I was Conway, man. We pulled in and we got a room there. It took us forever to get there. We got a room there and just, you know, pulled in there and spent the night and sure was glad to get there.
I bet you were. I spent a couple nights at work that week myself. Couldn't get to the house.
Well, I remember going through Little Rock listening to the radio, and they were saying that people were kind of getting hung up and everything. I didn't know how long we were going to be there.
I think we had everybody in the state got their power back about 2 weeks after all the ice thawed out. You know, they had a lot of those same problems over in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Your home country.
Well, yeah. I haven't lived there in a while, but I still got some tar in my heels.
I understand that. I'm really looking forward to hearing what you're going to play for us next weekend at Toadsuck Days. I'm holding your CD here, Freedom and Justice for All. And I noticed that you dedicated that to the families and the mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, sons, and daughters, wives, and husbands who've lost their lives and lost their loved ones on the battlefields. And that's a great tribute for you to do that. Are you going to be playing much off of that CD?
I'll be playing songs off of that album. I'll be playing songs off of the other albums that we've done through the years. You've had so many. Yeah, we've had a bunch of them, and we'll be doing songs off of the Fire on the Mountain and Me and My Reflections. In other words, we'll be doing South's Gonna Do It Again, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, Legend of Woolly Swamp.
Everything everybody wants to hear.
Long-haired country boy, you know. The songs that people are familiar with. You know, I think it's wrong for somebody to go, I hate to go to a concert, and the band does a medley of their hits and spends the rest of the time trying to sell me their new album. I mean, I want to hear their new stuff, but I want to hear the stuff that I came to hear, and I don't even know anything about their new stuff, so I want to hear the old stuff and play me some new stuff, you know, so we try to do that.
That's good to know. You mentioned Fire on the Mountain. I've got a favorite song from back in that era. No chance you're going to be playing Caballo Diablo, is there?
Well, you know what? If you remind me of that right before I go on stage, I might get that done. We do it. It's been a while since we did it. We put it in the set. back, you know, we change the show every year.
Right.
We try to change it around. And, of course, we have to do a lot of the same songs, naturally, but we do try to change the, you know, some of the electives, if you will, songs that we do. But we haven't done that one in a while, but we're doing some similar type things. We're doing a song called Billy the Kid.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with that one or not.
We're doing Saddle
Tramp.
Okay.
And actually, the problem is when you're doing those particular kind of songs, there's really not a lot of room in the set to do a lot of them big old long drawn out tunes that we do. So we have to, you know, we have to kind of space them out a little bit. But we still do come out with an album once in a while.
Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing that maybe. And you know, you've been in music over 40 years. It's kind of tough to be in the business that long and put out as many albums as you have and not play something from, you know, just about each album when you've had so many successful songs out there.
You know, well, we try to do as many as we can. We try to, you know, because I mean, it's fun. It's fun going back getting those old tunes and replaying them. You know, we love doing them, but of course, you can't do them all.
Well, right.
If they give us enough time, we can't do them all. But we'd be there for a good little while if we tried to do all of them.
You're still pretty busy touring. You ever get time for golf anymore?
Ever do what?
Ever get time for golf anymore?
Yeah, I do once in a while, but I never get any. I play in a tournament once in a while, you know, like a charity tournament.
Yeah.
And I go home and I got a mat out in the back of my house that I hit balls. I got a whole bunch of practice balls that I hit, and I go out and I hit balls and I get to hitting the things. Think, man, you're doing pretty good here, man. You're doing all right. I go to the actual golf course, and it's like I never even played before. I don't know what it is. It just can't. You can't take it from the practice range to the golf course. Some reason or another, it's just not possible to do. So, I just kind of, you know, I play and try to keep from using too many bad words, and you know, just enjoy myself. So,
I guess you'd say you play at it.
I play at it. Yes, I do.
Hey, welcome back. It's time to go back into the vault. Continue our conversation with the legendary Charlie Daniels from 2004. Now we're going to talk about everything he was doing for the troops.
Well, I know a lot has been on your mind, and a lot of your focus the last few years has been on the troops and everything going on overseas. Have you got any new opinions on everything going on over there? Do you think it's gone on too long or long enough? Or you?
Well, any is too long. I mean, as far as that goes, there's no doubt about that. We would like to have all our troops home, but we have no choice but to stay the course here. We've got to. We're there.
That's right.
What we're doing, it's an honorable thing that we're doing.
Right.
I think anybody that looks at it from, if you're willing to look at it from a reasonable standpoint, you realize that this is something that had to be done sooner or later.
Right.
And I say better sooner than later.
I agree.
I feel that there is a way out here. People keep saying it's a quagmire. It's this. It's that. It's not. We there's a way out. There's a way we can get out of here in an honorable sort of way, without leaving the people over there in such a, you know, just leaving them to the mercy of somebody else. We will pull out of this. We'll get out of this, and we'll have, you know, we'll leave the country in a lot better shape than it was in when we do leave. And I just think we got to stick it out with our president. We got to stick it out with our troops. They know what they're doing. We've got to be patient.
Support what they're doing.
Support those troops. I'm going over next month to in May. We're going over to Kosovo to entertain the troops. And you know, we've got to realize here that America has really never not been in war that much the last while, and we're not used to it. And we're not used to taking casualties, and I hate every time we have a casualty, somebody's son or somebody's father or brother.
Right.
And I hate every time we take casualties, but we are going to have casualties in war, unfortunately. And, you know, the sooner we get it over with, I think we ought to go at it with both hands.
And the sooner the better.
The sooner we get it over with, the better off we're going to be.
I agree with you. You know, when you make those trips overseas, that means so much to those troops over there, too.
Well, I love them. I can't serve. I'm too old, and I was too young for the first war in my life and too old for the rest of them. But I can't serve actively, but I can go play my guitar and, you know, hopefully make some of them a little happier. And
Well, you're doing your part.
I love those guys and gals. I tell you what, I really do. I really care about them. I really care about their, about them, everything about them. I really care about them, and I want to go over and tell them I do.
That's wonderful. Like I said, we're really looking forward to having you down here for Toad Suck Days. It's a big family event. You know, they've got a lot of things for the kids, and it's kind of an all-ages deal, and I think a lot of people are going to enjoy what you're doing on stage. Got a couple.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to being there.
I got a couple more quick questions for you.
Sure.
I want to hawk your merchandise a little bit. You got a book that came out, I guess, last year?
Uh-huh.
Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag?
Right.
That's still available, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's still available. It's still available on the, on our website. If you can't find it anywhere else, go look at our website. It's available there.
And this CD, Freedom and Justice for All, I guess it came out last year, too.
It's also available.
Also available on the website if they can't find it anywhere else.
Absolutely.
And would that
absolutely
be
available on the website?
Would that be charliedaniels.com?
charliedaniels.com. You got it, Bubba.
Okay. I also wanted to ask you about a song you did several years ago as kind of a tribute to freedom and the flag in America. I think you redid that or re-released it.
Yeah, we're trying to redo our whole catalog now. Our catalog is under the auspices of another record company, and
right.
Although we have control of what they can release, we don't have as much control as we'd like of what we can release. So we're trying to take care of that, and we're recutting our whole catalog, and that's basically what all this stuff's about.
Oh, okay. Well, in that song In America, one of your lyrics struck me when I was young, because you're just a little bit older than me, a couple years, so I kind of grew up on your music. Are you really a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, or was that
I was at the time. Yeah, I still am. I still like Pittsburgh Steelers. The reason I put that in, that was before the advent of the national, Tennessee Titans. But the reason I put that in is because Pittsburgh, there's just something very down home and very
blue collar
about Pittsburgh. Yes, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's the kind of place that you feel like, boy, if I had to go to war, I'd like to take these people with me. You know?
Well, I grew up on that football team, and I'd always wondered if you were really a fan or if you just picked that because of the way the people are.
Well, I did, because I didn't live there, but definitely I was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I used to go up and do the national anthem at their games.
That's right.
And, it was certainly very much of a blue-collar crowd, and I that's what I come from. That's what I am and where I come from and what I'm about. And, you know, I felt like that was just a good place to start with an American.
I think you were right on track. Well, Charlie, I know you got a lot of things on your plate. You got a busy schedule. I don't want to keep you on the phone any longer, but it's been a real pleasure talking with you today. And we're going to bring a few listeners back next weekend to meet you and get an autograph and whatever. I'm really looking forward to bringing some people back to meet one of the legends in the music business.
Well, we thank you very much, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Toad Suck Days, make sure everybody comes on out.
All right.
Charlie, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, buddy.
I hope you enjoyed this trip into the vault. Going back to 2004, talking to the legendary Charlie Daniels, I really enjoy pulling these old interviews out that nobody's heard in years and sharing them with you on this platform. You can let people know where to find this, pass the word around about this podcast, feel free to share it. Let people know it's out here, because I got some really good stuff still down the road to share with you. Another trip into the vault next weekend, just in time for the holiday, I might add, if you know what I mean. Into the Vault. You can find it right here. Thanks for checking out my podcast. Again, this is Jeff Allen.